The Lord be with you.
And with you.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Some Sadducees who say there is no resurrection came to Jesus and put this question to him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman and died, leaving no descendants. So the second brother married her and died, leaving no descendants. And the third likewise. And the seventh left no descendants. Last of all, the woman also died. At the resurrection, when they arise, whose life will she be? For all seven had been married to her." Jesus said to them, "Are you not misled? Because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God. When they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but they are like the angels in heaven. As for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God told him, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' He is not God of the dead, but of the living. You are greatly misled." The Gospel of the Lord. First reading, which is taken from the wisdom books from Tobit, is very rich, and many messages can be gleaned from this wonderful book. Father Larry said at lunch you could maybe even take this letter and utilize it as a platform to give courses to married couples. Not bad, among the many messages. I'd like to take three messages from this short but poignant letter. Here you have two individuals that are going through a very profound desolation. Very profound desolation. They're suffering intensely. First is, if you didn't come to Mass yesterday, is that Tobit is blind for 4 years. Try to imagine walking around blind for 4 years. That's a real trial. And the second is this young woman is married 7 times. And every wedding night, the devil comes in and kills her husband. 0 for 7. So they're both almost on the brink of despair. So much so that Sarah wants to hang herself. And Tobit, having lost his eyes, offers that heart-rending prayer that you heard a few minutes ago. So the first message I'd like to lay in your hearts is this. When you meet someone who has a very heavy cross, don't add to it. Because that could push him over the precipice. Don't add to it. Jesus said to St. Faustina, the person who does that, Jesus, is going to be really tough on that person. It's kind of a scary passage in the Divine Mercy, is that Jesus is going to be very, very, very tough on that person that has been merciless toward a person that's in profound desolation. Don't do it. But rather, try to encourage the discouraged. Encourage the disheartened. Encourage those who are in profound desolation. Now, having read the lives of saints, maybe more than you people, I'm going to tell you two saints that would tell jokes, be lighthearted, laugh, banter when they knew someone was in profound desolation. One was Saint Ignatius of Loyola. You've got pictures of him always being serious, but when someone was really going through desolation, he would joke around and he'd laugh and try to really pick up that person's spirit. This is Saint Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the exercises. The second was St. John of the Cross. These two people who seemed to be very serious, never a smile on their face. When others were down in the dumps, they would try to lift them up. You do the same. If you ever go to a hospital to visit someone that's in the hospital or nursing home, never look at the person and say, "You're sick? You really look bad. You're worse than I thought you were." No, don't do that. Don't do that. You're casting the person into despair. But when you go to the hospital, pray with the person and tell the person a joke. All of you should learn at least one joke. At least one joke, huh? Do you ever hear the joke that Immanuel Kant would tell once a year, the famous German philosopher? Can I tell it? How do you know that there are no women in heaven? Because the book of Apocalypse says, and there were some moments of silence. I only hear the men laughing, not the women, huh? I have to admit, it's pretty good, no? Very macho, right? So next time you go to the hospital and you're with someone, you can use that one, okay? Okay, the other message is, why did Sarah not hang herself? Fourth commandment, because she loved her father. She loved her father, and she knew that her father loved her. Why do so many girls today become promiscuous? For me, it's a no-brainer, because they really never experienced the love of their father. and they look for this false love in the arms of some bum, usually, that takes advantage of the vulnerability of that woman. I was listening to Immaculate Heart Radio yesterday at 2 o'clock with Drew Mariani, who was interviewing a woman psychologist, and she said that children, girls know that their mother loves them, but their fathers have to prove it. I think I would agree with that. Fathers have to prove it. It's the nature of a mother to love, but the father has to prove it. But the interviewer went on to say that when the father is firm and strong, the girl grows up with a lot of security. But when the father is weak or absent, the girl grows up with a lot of complexes and insecurity and all these problems. How true. That's why in this parish we're really struggling to form masculine strong men. There are two defects in the man. On one side you got the macho, the other side you got the effeminate man. Boy. A lot of effeminate men, but a lot of machos. And that's why today we're celebrating the Mass in honor of St. Joseph. The perfect man. The perfect man. St. Joseph was a strong man. If he shook your hand, it probably would have been like a wrench. Yeah! I mean, he could have done it that way, no? I'm sure he didn't, no? But he was a strong man. Saint Joseph was as gentle as a lamb. So you got the two opposing virtues, firmness and strength and gentleness. The last idea is this. Why did these seven men die? Because they were pursuing Sarah not out of love, but out of lust. That's the reason. Asmodeus is the devil of lust. Lujuria. It is. The devil of lust. They wanted to use her as a sexual object, and God showed his anger by sending allowing Asmodeus to come to kill those seven men. So let's pray that those who get married will not be motivated by lust, but by true love. True love. So the reading is wonderful. Let's pray that we'll be able to put into practice these wonderful lessons that the Word of God gives us every time we celebrate Mass. Amen.